Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Hare Krishna. So this afternoon's lecture is from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8. The chapter's title is Attaining the Supreme. Text 16, chapter 8, text 16. So please repeat. Abrahma,
Abrahma,
Umana,
Umana,
Loka,
Loka,
Puna,
Puna,
Avatino,
Avatino,
Arjuna,
Arjuna,
Mam,
Mam,
Upetya,
Upetya,
Tu, Vantiya,
Vantiya,
Puna,
Puna,
Janma,
Janma,
Na,
Na,
Vidyate,
Vidyate.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Puna Avajino Juna.
Puna Avajino Juna.
Puna Avajino Juna.
Puna Avajino Juna.
Mam Upetya Tu Kaunteya. Mam Upetya Tu Kaunteya. Puna Janma Na Vidyate.
Puna Janma Na Vidyate.
Yeah, now please repeat. Abhama Bhuvana. Up to the Brahmaloka planet. Loka, the planetary systems. Puna, again. Avatina, returning. Arjuna, O Arjun. Mam, unto me. Upetya, arriving. To but Kaunteya, O son of Kunti, Puna Janma, rebirth, Na, never, Vidyate, takes place. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who has attained my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. So please repeat. From the highest planet
in the material world
down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. All kinds of yogis, karma, jnana, hatha, etc., eventually have to attain devotional perfection in bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness before they can go to Krishna's transcendental abode and never return. Those who attain the highest material planets, the planets of the demigods, are again subjected to repeated birth and death. As persons on earth are elevated to higher planets, people on higher planets such as Brahmaloka, Chandraloka, and Indraloka fall down to earth. The practice of sacrifice called Panchagni Vidya, recommended in the Chandogya Upanishad, enables one to achieve Brahmaloka. But if on Brahmaloka one does not cultivate Krishna consciousness, then he must return to earth. Those who progress in Krishna consciousness on the higher planets are gradually elevated to higher and higher planets, and at the time of universal devastation are transferred to the eternal spiritual kingdom. Baladeva Vidyabhushan, in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, quotes this verse: Brahmana sahate sarve samprapte pratisanchare karashyante kritatmanaha pravishyanti param padam. When there is devastation of this material universe, Brahma and the devotees who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness are all transferred to their spiritual universe and to specific spiritual planets according to their desires. Om Agina Tibirangasya Vyana Gana Shalakaya Takshu Unmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurubhaye Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Vitapada Kamala Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sadhana Raghunatham Vitam Tamsajivam Sadhvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsa He Krishna Kruna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagadpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusite Devi Pranamavi Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatrubhyasya Kripasunive Evacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivashadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Lakshmi Vedanta Swami Niti Navani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paschatyadi Sitarana Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurache Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavya Diracha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Rasa Padaya Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the verse is Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Puna Abhatino Juna Mam Upetya Tu Kanteya Puna Jarmana Vidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Hare Krishna. So I was driving down and listening to a CD, which is a recording of Sri Prabhupada's lecture, Morning Walk. Sometimes you walk and devotees would ask questions. You get a lot of ideas from Sri Prabhupada, spiritual ideas and spiritual conclusions and explanations from him during those times. Of course, when he teaches lectures also, you hear, but then he's interpreting directly from Shastra. So those times, devotees threw all kinds of questions at him. And so he was describing the illusion in the material world. A lot of things that we do, we take for granted. That's just the way it is in the material world. One of it is employment, work. We have to work. So Srila Prabhupada says, we've gotten so used to working that we think it's just a part of life. We work because we need the money that comes in order to support ourselves. And this is not news to anybody. But then Srila Prabhupada was comparing, just like this text talks about what is in the material world, and when we go back to Krishna's abode, what happens there. See, the text says the highest planet, Brahmaloka, in the material world, all the way down to the lowest, Pataloka, all are places of misery where repeated birth and death takes place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. So Srila Prabhupada's point that he was making about work is, well, let's just compare. Now, he made one point, but I'm going to come to that point later. This is the explanation, and I prefer to start with the explanation and then come to the point. He says, when a person that owns a company or companies becomes rich, the owner, does he work? No. Yeah, he said no. He's somewhere, he likes to be away from where the work is taking place. He makes money at other people's backs. Other people work, they get a part of it, a small part of it. Then he makes the money, and he doesn't work. And then Srila Prabhupada says, the fact that he doesn't work is spiritual. Because he compared it to life in the spiritual world. Those in the spiritual world don't work either. They don't. So just like the rich man doesn't work because all the money he needs and therefore all the necessities that he wants will be provided for him. In the spiritual world, all the necessities are provided. So nobody works. So the rich man may not know it, but he's living a life similar to the way it is in the spiritual world. So not compare the rest of us that are working. So Srila Prabhupada says, work is actually punishment. So then I was thinking, that was the point he was making. Work is punishment. That's why I decided to conclude it in the end. Because if I tell you work is punishment, you're going to tell me, wow, we need it. But the thing is, we have forgotten life in the spiritual world, forgotten it so much that we realize that we don't realize that when we go there, we don't have to work. We don't even have to go to school. Remember, the soul knows all everything? Everything that makes us suffer here is not in the spiritual world. But we have taken it as the way it is in the material world. We are in an advanced country and you have to study. And if you don't do that, then you live in the village somewhere and life is more difficult. And it just goes on and on and on and on, giving reasons why we shouldn't think about going back to the spiritual world where everything is provided. So then he was telling the devotees that working was, actually, work is punishment. But people have taken the soul for granted. How many people work and don't feel their suffering? It doesn't matter how much you get paid. There is suffering. And then, after a while, you're going to have to retire. Therefore, there's anxiety about, have I put enough money aside? Is my situation good enough so if I leave work, I won't be in anxiety about how to financially survive or go on? This is not all in the spiritual world. None of that's in the spiritual world. None. There is no retirement, by the way. The soul doesn't get old, so there is no retirement. So, really, we are giving ourselves a harder and harder and harder time here. Srila Prabhupada says, in Kali Yuga, the process has been made so simple. Go back home. Go back home. That's all. That's your solution. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's why in this particular text, Srila Prabhupada also explains, Krishna is saying, and Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, even in Brahmaloka, of course, the higher you go, the less anxiety there is. But the anxiety is never zero, though. There is always something that goes on that is disturbing in any planet in the material world. Navayogendras explain that very clearly in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. One by one, Maharaj Nimi was asking questions. There were 9 Yogendras, the sons of Maharaj Rishabhadev, and he posed 9 questions to them, so each one got a chance to explain. And one of them said that even in the higher planets, the heavenly planets, there is still rivalry. Well, if there's rivalry, then obviously people butt heads. There's rivalry that has to be there. So many instances when somebody is interested in somebody else's wife, and on and on. Big names, we won't even name them. Big names, very well known in the Shastra, doing things like that. So, Maya is in all of the planets in the material world. Therefore, there's always some sort of disturbance. That's why Krishna is saying, one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again, because there is no birth in the spiritual world. The soul even here didn't take birth. The soul just appeared. It's the body that's born. The soul doesn't get born. The soul just goes in the womb, and when it's the body ready to come out, the soul comes out with the body. And it's the body that dies. The soul doesn't die. So the soul just appears here, and then, depending on where else, depending on the person's life, wherever else that the soul has to go with the subtle body, then it goes. Unless we take the consciousness seriously, then there's a high chance of the soul going back to the spiritual world, expanding, because now it's tiny also. And the tiny nature of the soul is also part of the punishment. It's also part of it. The soul is atomic in size. In the spiritual world, it's not atomic in size. It's just full expansion in the Siddha Swarup, in its original form. But here, it's inside the body, in the heart area. It's little. It can't do much of anything. The only thing it does is provide consciousness, make the body look like it's operating. But the body really is a machine. And once the soul leaves the body, all the parts of the body are there, but it can't do anything, and it doesn't feel anything. You can pinch a person very hard, and they'll probably get upset with you. Why give me so much pain? But if you pinch a corpse, would you complain? No. Because the soul is gone. So, this is why when the soul is in a human body, like the way it is in our bodies now, it's a wonderful opportunity to get out. Because in the material world, you can't quite be happy, not even in Vamaloka, not fully. As Prabhupada describes here, yes, those higher planets are there, Brahmaloka, Chandraloka, Indraloka, but those who don't cultivate Krishna consciousness, because there's still sense gratification, a lot of sense gratification in the higher planets. So some people may take to sense gratification, enjoy themselves, even in Brahmaloka. If that happens, that person must return to the earth. Again, karmically, go through this. So, we have a wonderful opportunity. Although Baladev Vidyabhushan ends this purport, here's the purport quoting, that when there is devastation of this material universe, Brahma and the devotees who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness in Brahmaloka, they are all transferred to Vaikuntha. They all go at the time of devastation. So that's Brahma himself. Everything is finished in the material universe. Then they go to the spiritual world. But then, that's trillions of years of living there before we go. We got less than 100 years. And we also get to go. And if the spiritual world, you don't have to work, even as just one example, you don't have to work, why go to Brahmaloka and spend all those years when you can leave from here much, much, much sooner to the spiritual world? And on top of that, at this time, the process, the Yugadharma, which is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, has been reduced from 64 rounds to 16 rounds. I'll say it again. It was 64 rounds. It is 60 now. I mean, 16 now. We do only one quarter of it, And because Srila Prabhupada asked and got the permission to bring the rounds down to a minimum of 16, so we are going to Srila Prabhupada, we will be allowed back in the spiritual world only because Srila Prabhupada asked and got the mercy of Krishna, so we can chant 16 rounds. So the point we're making is we're very fortunate. It's an extremely fortunate time to jump out of all of this misery and go back. And go back. Because in the spiritual world, not only do people not work, but they're also having a good time the whole time. My Guru Maharaj, as soon as Bhaktivedanta Swami describes, he said, the spiritual world is an eternal romance. Because everybody loves everybody deeply. Here, there are restrictions. We all know the restrictions. You cannot look at somebody's daughter or somebody's son too long because the parents may have an idea, why are you looking at him like that? Why are you looking at her like that? You have to be careful. Looking at somebody's wife, looking at somebody's husband, talking too long to somebody's wife, talking too long to somebody's husband, it brings a problem. But in the spiritual world, we can love freely. There is no problem. So I'm saying, kind of laughing through this, because I'm laughing at myself too. We're all here, aren't we? We're all here in the place that we're suffering. But the important thing is, when the person admits that this is a difficult life, then the person begins to ask the intelligent questions. Why am I here? Why am I going through this? Why is there death? Why is there sorrow? Why is the body aged like this? Because the older people will tell you they live with pain constantly. When the body gets old, this is what happens. There's only so many pills you can take. The pain is still there. The body begins to break down. So, we are fortunate enough. Srila Prabhupada has given us mercy. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, 16 rounds alone is mercy. A lot of mercy. If we will take advantage of it. So, how does one earn mercy? Well, actually, mercy is not earned. It's given. Did anybody tell you to follow by we needed 16 rounds? No. He made that decision to ask for us to be able to chant 16 rounds and go back. So we, conditioned souls, we are given mercy. Even those of us that are devotees, practicing devotees, we are impure. We don't do everything perfectly. We do not do things perfectly. So we are given 9 processes, any one of which can take us back to the spiritual world. But we don't do any of them perfectly. Do we hear perfectly? Do we chant perfectly? No. And so we can, in fact, get more spiritual credits by doing some of these or all of this. Again, that's mercy. Because if the process is you chant and you only chant, or you hear and you only hear, and you have to hear perfectly before you can go back to the spiritual world, then a lot of us won't be able to go back to the spiritual world because we don't do it perfectly. So that's also mercy. So the Lord is very, 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 very soft at heart. Krishna is like that. And so when we put in the effort in our activities in Bhakti Yoga, then we earn the Lord's heart. The Lord's heart melts for us and He gives us the mercy. So that's the Lord's compassion. Now, devotees can also give mercy. It's not ours, but the process, the way we live in Bhakti Yoga, has mercy built in if we take advantage of it. If we give mercy, Krishna is very pleased with us. So then what are we talking about? Devotees giving mercy. Well, there are a number of things that can be done. Some of it is described in the Nectar of Instruction. Giving gifts and giving prasadam. So let's talk about giving prasad. When somebody who is not a devotee is given prasadam, that is very much a lot of mercy that's given by the devotee to that person who received the prasadam. It could just be a snack, but prasadam is Krishna's mercy. So when we give prasadam, then we've done two things. If that particular soul was supposed to go into a non-human body next life, that particular situation gets cut. They will take birth as a human again. And because the person has taken prasadam, then they have a huge and a good chance of getting to Krishna consciousness and opening up to Krishna consciousness, therefore beginning to practice Krishna consciousness. Now, we don't know the time that it happens, but that is definitely guaranteed that Krishna will get that person interested in Krishna consciousness at some point. So, as much as possible, give prasadam. See, the Prabhupada has even permitted us that when we want to give prasadam and a person does not want to take the prasadam, and that's the only time he did this, we can make up an excuse just to give the prasadam to that person. It's the only time permitted to just make up a story just so the person would accept prasadam, because he doesn't know what he's missing. You know, a huge opportunity that's there. Okay. So that is very, very important. Now, if you want to extend the mercy even more, then you know that in our homes, when we cook, Krishna eats first. We prepare the Krishna's plate, the boga, at that time we call it boga, and there's water also. Sometimes it's milk, with, you know, the other eatables allowed by Krishna. So we serve the Lord, and then after he finishes eating, then we take the plate, Mahaprasad. Now, we also take the water. The water is, yes, we can drink it. I'm sure we've done it so many times. But if we want to give real mercy, we can go to a plant, either in our house or outside our house, and give that Mahaprasad water to the plant. The plant can never ask you for anything, but the water is food for the plant. So if you give the water to the plant, you have in fact given prasad, Krishna's mercy, to that plant, and that living entity, remember the soul is in that plant too, that living entity now has a chance to start Krishna consciousness. And you say, well, plants cannot start Krishna consciousness. That's true. Only souls in human bodies practice Krishna consciousness. So guess what's going to happen? The very next life, that plant will take birth as a human. Plants are supposed to go from plant life to insect life, then to bird life, then to animal life, before they become a human. But if you give the maha water from your altar or from the kitchen, wherever you serve, and give it to a plant or even grass, because they are also plants, they drink it, that's food for them. Every one of them will take birth as a human next life and start Krishna consciousness according to the Lord's mercy. So this is how devotees can also give mercy. See, we don't make the food prasadam. Krishna does. But because it's with us, we have the opportunity to either eat it all up or give some out. Right? So that goes, what about the insects? Yeah, now if you take a little bit of the prasadam, not the water part, the halva or whatever it is, and a little bit, put it behind the tree, especially since it's warming up, they're going to come out. First one that gets it, they'll take some of it. That insect also is going to be born as a human in the next life. So, when we extend mercy like that, then Krishna will be happy with us, because now we're getting more entities, even in non-human bodies, an opportunity to get a human body the very next life and then begin Krishna consciousness. The more we help each other and other living entities, the more mercy we get from the Lord. And the mercy that we get from the Lord is our Krishna consciousness improves. In other words, the parts that we're struggling with, including the regulative principles that we're struggling with, the more we pour our hearts out in service, serve sincerely, and also give mercy, like some of what we described now, to other living entities, the more Krishna is pleased with us. And when Krishna is pleased with us, Krishna purifies us. The struggles that we go through, you'll see after a while, because especially the regulative principles, there are some who are obeying all regulative principles, but still, there is some desire. The person has stopped it, but still the desire is there. So it's not a question of only not doing it, but the desire also has to go. Because as long as the desire is there, there is a danger of falling back into that regulative principle and violating it. So even the desire, the sinful desire, has to go also. It is things like this, helping others, that makes it possible for us, we also, to get helped so that we become better devotees. So this is just one example. Think of different ways in which you can spread the mercy like that. In Gaura Lila, Shivananda Sen gave compassion to a dog. They were traveling, there was a dog. Shivananda Sen did not know the dog, but the dog came and joined them. And Shivananda Sen actually at some point left the dog the care of other devotees. Take care of the dog. They didn't. He wasn't around. He came back. The dog was gone. And Shivananda Sen got very, very concerned about it. But they were going to meet Lord Chaitanya. When they finally got there, the dog was with Lord Chaitanya. Now how the dog got to Lord Chaitanya, nobody knows. But the Lord was with, you know, the dog was with the Lord. And the Lord fed the dog prasadam. Needless to say, the dog from the dog body, made it back to the spiritual world after leaving that dog body. So mercy is spread in all kinds of ways. We know human bodies are the ones that tend to go to the spiritual world, but then the Lord allowed the dog to go back to the spiritual world. So, yes, the rules are there. The rules are there. What we do and what we don't do, but the spirit of it, the spirit of the rules are how to help each other as best we can. How to help each other as best we can. And the Lord has demonstrated that He would even give a dog an opportunity to go back to the spiritual world. Now, so, again, speaking about Lord Chaitanya, he was asked, of all the services, which one was the most important? And without hesitation, the Lord answered, the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Lord's name purifies, and Lord Chaitanya himself has said in the Sri Chaitanyam that the Lord has invested all his transcendental energies in his holy name. So even if we don't understand what that means, the Lord investing all his transcendental energies in the holy name, just chant Hare Krishna anyway. So that is something that has to be, everybody should be chanting Hare Krishna. Everybody. You know about Krishna consciousness, you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Don't allow Maya to give you any excuses. Do not allow Maya to give you any excuses. Lord Chaitanya has said that is the most important of all of the services that we do. We chant the holy name. In fact, we need to chant the holy name to the point that we are addicted to chanting the holy name. So much so that at any point, sometimes without even thinking so much, we chant the holy name anyway. It should come out of our lips. So one point, Srila Rupa Goswami said, always think of Krishna and never forget Krishna. Well, now we go to work, don't we? We talked about work also. So we go to supper at work. But we go to work. And most of the work we do, except the people who are blessed to be in the temples that are serving, we do things that are material. We don't really connect to the Krishna consciousness, not in our minds. So then how do we think about Krishna? As Rupa Goswami said, always, always think about Krishna. Well, when we're working, our conscious mind is focused on what we're doing. But the subconscious picks up everything around. That's just the way it is. This is why people put billboards on the side of the roads. They know your conscious mind isn't interested in what's there, but your subconscious will pick it up anyway. And one time, if you go to a store and you want a particular thing, and there are different brands there, guess what? If that brand that was on the billboard is in the store, you're going to pick it up and you wouldn't even think about it. And they know this very well. And that's why they put it there. Even though they know it seems like you're not paying attention to it. The point we're making now is that the subconscious can be thinking of Krishna the whole time. So you set up in your office or where you're working so that your subconscious can think of Krishna all the time. And there's so many ways to do it. You can put pictures of Radha Krishna. You can put pictures of Lord Jagannath. In my office, I have the sticker, smiling Jagannath sticker, on the side of my printer. Nobody that comes to the office knows what it means. But I know what it means, and every time I look up, it's there. Now, I may not even think so much about Lord Jagannath, but my subconscious is picking it up the whole time. If you have the opportunity to put Krishna or a picture of Krishna, anything that reminds you of Krishna consciousness or Krishna on the computer, so when the computer is not open, that's what's there. That's what's showing. Some computers, some of you can set it up so that you have like a video, one picture and another picture and another picture showing, rather than have this crazy thing that is moving around and bumping here and all that waste of time. Change it to something that reminds you of Krishna. So that the whole time, you may not pay attention to it much, but your subconscious will think about it all the time. As long as the subconscious is registering that you are thinking of Krishna all the time. It's part of the mind. It is part of the mind. So, if you haven't brought more things that remind you of Krishna to your work, make sure you do that. Oh, and if you have a little picture of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on a piece of paper framed in a corner in the office, that's wonderful, because every time you think about it, you actually think about the mantra too. So all these are little things that we can do. We can feed water to the plants to get them to be devotees next life as humans. And we can, in fact, find ways of thinking about Krishna all the time, just like some of the things that we suggested here. So it's definitely possible to do more. And the more you think about this, and this will be my very last point, I mentioned that. Sri Prabhupada said that a first-class devotee, and Sri Prabhupada sometimes defines, you know, some of these terms to make it simple for us to understand. He said, first-class devotee is the one who chants a minimum 16 rounds, obeys all four regulated principles, and is always thinking of ways to enhance Krishna consciousness. Make it better. Different ways to make it better. So that's the first class. That's the Prabhupada's definition. Which means it's not hard for anyone to become a first class devotee. That's the Prabhupada's definition. So, this place, the material world, is a place of suffering. Birth is suffering. Death is suffering, old age is suffering with it, and disease, we don't need to tell you. this ease, not at ease, the disease obviously, that's, you know, the default suffering. You just suffer anyway, the disease. So that's the way it is here. But back home, there's all pleasure. So let's try to help each other to go back home. Don't offend. His Holiness Guru Govinda Maharaj was talking about it. There was a short clip in WhatsApp group that we have that somebody posted in there. He says, if you offend the body, you're destroying everything to work for. The rounds won't help you. The regulated principles won't help you. So don't offend. Don't make the body upset. Be always nice to bring out any point that you have to bring it out. Bring it out in such a way that you don't offend that person. You don't make them uncomfortable. That's all. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki. So any questions or comments? Excellent. Okay, is that? Yeah.
I have just iPhone, the Remind Me, the app. So you can put there and they remind you to chant Hare Krishna Mantra every 30 minutes at least.
Every 30 minutes an iPhone, so see if you want see if you want it down on your cell phone. A reminder. Reminders are wonderful. I have my cell phone remind me to chant Gayatri. 6, 12, 6, I tend to forget and just going on and on and on. Oh yeah, I'm chanting my dream, it's 2 o'clock. But the alarm goes off at 12. If it goes off, I know that's why. Okay, then you just shut it off and then you do it also. So yes, technology is there, but use it in serving Krishna. Wonderful. So you had a question. Yes.
Guruji, you talk about prasadam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we hear about the fact of book distribution. Someone takes a book and devotes a, you know, a devotee. Mm-hmm. But likewise, can you share any stories from the fact of prasadam? Someone becomes a devotee from
having prasadam?
Yes.
So, Prabhu is asking me to share stories about somebody taking prasadam and becoming a devotee. How many people don't have that story as part of their own lives? A lot of people, see the thing is, part of, I don't have a story to tell if I'm, as I'm talking, if I remember when I let you know. Well, everybody know. But the point is, there are some things, and this is also in a morning walk conversation that, Sri Prabhupada answered a question. And the question also asked by a devotee in Champati. Rana Maharaj is giving questions. The same type of question came up. And it is that even now, when we're in this material world and trying, you know, trying to be devotees, just doing bhakti yoga by the mercy of Guru and Guranga, there are some things that we do that we have to endeavor. Mm-hmm. And then there are some things we have to endeavor. Alright, so waking up to come to Mangalati, that's an endeavor. That's one of them. Now, or some things also that we do that we really like to do, that probably if we were not devotees, we would be doing it as karmis anyway. One of them is dancing. One of them is eating. Right? So we do these two. Prasadam is wonderful. It tastes nice. So, there are many devotees who come into Krishna consciousness because they've heard about Krishna or somebody has brought them to Krishna. And then at the end of the program, they have very nice food and they didn't pay anything for it. You know how it is. You go, we just serve, right? So devotees are very happy. Or they serve. And the person that's a visitor will also remember, I came and they gave me nice food. Mm-hmm. Who's that guy that owned Apple? Steve Jobs? Steve Jobs? Like that. He was also going to Food for Life area. This was in California, I think. And he was getting prasad. So he may not have become a devotee, but he will become a devotee. He will be, he's left his body now. But he will become a devotee because of the prasad that he had. So there's always the mercy that's given in several ways. And prasadam is definitely one of them. So yeah, that was my the example that came. I said, if it comes, then I'll tell you. Steve Jobs, one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alex.
There's one good example.
Yes.
Bhakti Narayana Maharaj from San Diego, California.
Mm.
He was giving lectures many years ago. And he said, he told how he came to Krishna Master's home to buy him the prasadam.
Ah, so Bhakti Narayana Maharaj is very nice to put his guru now. Yeah. But yeah, wonderful. He will tell you a lot of Prabhupada stories. Yeah, I know him personally. Hare Krishna. So any other questions or comments? Okay, so with your permission, we stop here. Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hare Gaura.